Good morning, folks, here on Kansas Public Radio. I am Destiny. That was Julia Fisher, one of my favorite violinists. My go-to box CD when yours truly is having technical difficulties. However, don't you worry. We are off and running now, and ooh, do I have some good music coming up today. You can't miss, is it the 11? Yes, the 11 a.m. hour. Elizabeth Sahlane from Bach Aria Soloists is going to be here to talk about some fun music, including a Mississippi waltz that they're playing in a concert. Right now, I did have the entire Brahms Symphony No. 2 programmed. Alas, we don't have time to hear it all, so I'm going to start now with the second movement, which is the most beautiful movement. It's so beautiful. Oh, I love it. The cellos open with a great solo. And the recording I have here is Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic. So let's hope, beyond hope, that when I press the button, the music plays. Here we go on KPR. Now, don't you feel like you can get through the rest of your workday inspired? Here on KPR, Brahms Symphony No. 2, Leonard Bernstein and the New York Phil. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me. I've got a procession of Bacchus coming up. It's 35 degrees out, and I'd like to thank some of our super-duper sponsors, some of whom that I'll actually be talking to in person coming soon to this lovely studio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Te Deum Choir, presenting Forbidden Music of Solomon Rossi, February 21st at Visitation Parish, that's in Kansas City, and 22nd at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Tickets and details at Te Deum. Oh boy, here I go again. It's te-deum.org. That sounds fun. And also, Manhattan Arts Center presenting Bakersville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. A fast-paced comedy follows Sherlock as he attempts to crack the case, running January 30th through February 8th. Tickets at manhattanarts.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Next hour, I'm opening with something really fun. I haven't heard this particular recording of it before, but I think you'll like it. Anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's listen to Delibes' Sylvia, Procession of Bacchus, right now on KPR with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Thank you.
if you weren't awake before, you should be now. Delibes' Sylvia, Procession of Bacchus, with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. I've got a lot of exciting music, shall I say. Indeed. I hope you're all doing well. It's 35 degrees out. I'm hoping that the sun will come out today, keeping my fingers crossed. How about some fireworks? I like fireworks. Let's listen on KPR. A little music from Handel's Fireworks, just to simmer down after all the exciting music. Here on KPR, I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. Next hour, I've got some Mendelssohn and some Adventures of Robin Hood. Yes, indeed. It's going to be quite the hour. And in the 11 a.m. hour, I'm excited to welcome Elizabeth Sullane from Bach Aria Soloists. She'll be here to chat a little bit about their upcoming concert, and there's some really neat music on it that I think you'll like. Let's take a look here at the afternoon. It looks like Jeff has quite the assortment for you in the noon hour. Ooh, the intro and Rondo Capriccioso by Sasson, Joshua Bell. That is one of my favorites, playing violin, and Schumann's clarinet romances, and the Great Spanish Harp Concerto. Wow, by Rodrigo. That sounds nice. I love Jeff Watson's picks. They're great. What else is great? Classics by request, because you make it great. I haven't put out the shout out this week yet. Let me know what you'd like to hear. It's Fridays from 9 to noon, and you can help me pick the playlist. Go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest, or just head over to our website. You can navigate to the Shows tab and find Classics by Request. We have a lot of fun on the show, and I've got a couple of spots left, so keep those requests coming. This is KPR.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon. The Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year, and we're throwing a bunch of parties to celebrate. On February 27th and 28th, hope you'll join us for two nights of live music, including Exotica Cocktail. And all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty.
Acting nutty, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets for everything are on sale right now. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City PBS, inviting viewers to connect at station events. Details delivered to email inboxes in the Kansas City PBS Live eBlast. More available at kansascitypbs.org. And Au Marché, the European market located in downtown Lawrence, featuring European and local Valentine's Day treats. Ooh, yummy. Including chocolates from Wichita's Coco Dolce and Kansas City's Christopher Elbow. Yummy, yummy. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, NPR News up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Well, NPR News, Gaza City.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 280 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. For those of you that missed it last hour, it was the same thing here on KPR. Dalib's Sylvia, Procession of Bacchus. The, what do they call them? The technological gods are not with me today. Neither is Bacchus nor anyone else, it seems. Hi there, I'm Destiny. You're listening to KPR, and if only your dear old host knew how to push a button correctly. Anyhow, I hope you're all doing well this morning. It's about 35 degrees outside. I really hope the sun comes out. It's very cloudy, but maybe the sun will come out. Let's see here. Why don't I thank some of our great sponsors that keep all of this music on the air over and over again. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra presenting Shall We Dance, featuring dances written for the string orchestra, Saturday, February 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center Pavilion. Tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org and Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. All right, what do I have for us here? Assuming everything all goes as planned, we're going to listen to Scott Yu conduct the Metamorphosen Chamber Orchestra, Mendelssohn's String Symphony No. 8. I hope you like it, right now on Kansas Public Radio. Mendelssohn's String Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio No. 8. That was Scott Yu conducting the Metamorphosen Chamber Orchestra. I'm Destiny, and I've got some adventures of Robin Hood coming up in next hour, another adventure, actually. Elizabeth Salane from Bach Aria Soloists will be live in the studio to chat about her upcoming concert, and they've got a lot of neat music on it. So you'll get to hear some of that music, and of course she'll tell you all about it. It's a fun day indeed. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redmond Quartet. Live in concert, Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org. It is a busy concert season, but I love all of this music that we get to listen to right now. Korngold composed some great music, a Robin Hood suite, The Adventures of Robin Hood, and some of it does indeed sound like movie music. He was quite the writer. I've got a recording here with Malcolm Narborough and the East of England Orchestra. I hope you enjoy it with me now on KPR. Korngold's Grand Adventures of Robin Hood here on KPR. Very exciting. Malcolm Narborough and the East of England Orchestra. Great music indeed. Ah, and I'm excited for next hour. Elizabeth Salane from Bach Aria Soloists is here, and we are going to chat about what we are going to chat about for you next hour, about her concert. It's going to be very fun. For right now, a little transition piece, a little Bach prelude. Enjoy. Thank you. Bach's Prelude here on Kansas Public Radio. Beautiful music indeed. I hope you're all doing well. I'm Destiny. It is 34 degrees outside here at Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for listening.
Calendar of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Always sounds like a good time with Darrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Destiny. It's 11 o'clock. We're at 35 degrees. The sun is trying to peek out here in Lawrence. And next hour, I'm going to open with some really neat piano music. Chris Comer, After the Party. That'll be music featured on Elizabeth Sellane's Bach Aria Soloists concert coming up, which she is in studio here to talk about. So it's going to be a fun 11 a.m. hour. Keep on listening, folks. NPR News is up next. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Largely NPR News, Kyiv.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 292 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Isn't that nice, folks? Here on KPR, Chris Comer, After the Party from his album Travel and Music, a great musician who is actually coming to town to play with Bach Aria Soloists, their upcoming concert that Elizabeth, the founder, is here to tell us about. And before we chat with Elizabeth, I would love for all of you, dearest listeners who know her and those of you who don't, to get to know her from their album. This is Juste Stille. How's my pronunciation, Elizabeth? Is it okay?
Not bad.
Okay. Handel, and it features Sarah Tannehill Anderson, soprano, Hannah Collins, cello, Alisa Williams-Bickers on keyboard, and Elizabeth Sellane on violin. And then we will chat. Enjoy the music on KPR. That was your lovely introduction, Elizabeth. A grand organ music, not actually music from your album. The technological gods are not my friend today, but we're going to work it out. Everyone, I'm just going to say hi to Elizabeth Sellane, and then we're going to listen to this really neat White Moose Crossing Mississippi Waltz. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Destiny.
Thanks for rolling with the punches here this morning.
Yes.
On Kansas Public Radio.
Well, you know, even though that wasn't Juste Stille, that is the Mendelssohn Organ Sonata that is on that album, that is on that same Arla Dolce Sirene album.
Oh, great.
Yes, with Alisa Williams-Bickers playing.
So. Fantastic. See, so maybe the gods are looking out for me.
Okay.
Well, okay, your concert, before we listen to this Vivian Lee, tell us when your concert is so people can mark their calendars
down.
Yes,
it's February 12th at the 1900 building. At 7:30.
Excellent.
February 12th is a Thursday, everyone. It's unusual, but we got to do weekdays at the 1900.
Yes, and it's great for Valentine's Day.
It is.
A good date. And parking is really easy. So
extremely.
That is a big thing. So we are going to talk a lot about the music coming up, but I actually want you to be able to hear something. So I'm going to press the next button, and we are going to hope that it works. I'm sure it will. This is Vivian Lee's Mississippi Waltz, an homage to Bill Monroe, which I think is super neat.
Yeah.
So keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio. Here on Kansas Public Radio, some very fun music by Vivian Lee, White Moose Crossing, Mississippi Waltz, an homage to Bill Monroe. I heard that lovely violin solo playing the little waltz there. I'm here with Elizabeth Sellane of Bach Aria Soloists, and we are very fortunate to be listening to some fantastic music. And if you want to go hear her in person, you can do that February 12th, Thursday, 7:30 p.m., right? Tell
That's
us about
right.
it.
About the concert?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Everything.
The concert is going to be a wonderful spectrum of music.
Great.
And we really wanted to highlight Chris Comer mm-hmm. because he's never really performed this kind of a concert in Kansas City, even though he's from here.
Oh, I didn't know he was from
here.
He's
from
here.
That's
great.
But he's had a big, big career and has lived in New York pretty much his whole professional mm-hmm. life. But he travels all over. He just got back from Miami and Palm Beach and Charleston, performing as principal horn of the various different orchestras. So the incredible thing about Chris Comer that I really wanted everyone to know is that he's this multi-talented, just kind of killer of all these different genres. He's a principal horn, you know, New Jersey Symphony, Miami City Ballet, Charleston Symphony,
wow.
You know, all sorts of things. But he's also a great jazz horn player, mm-hmm. jazz hornist. There's not a lot of those.
No.
Pretty rare breed. And he's also a jazz pianist and a composer. So he doesn't spend a lot of time in composing, but the song that you played earlier
was beautiful.
Yes.
Loved it.
And the whole album that comes from is like improvisations.
Wow.
You see, they're kind of similar things. And traveling music is perfect because if you understood that every summer he drives across the country from New York to Montana
oh, wow.
for his Thunderhead Artist Refuge that he founded
oh, wow.
and that he's building, literally building from the trees in his forest.
I love that.
Yeah, you would love it, Destiny.
That sounds
actually.
Fun.
Yeah,
mm.
yeah. So anyway, so we're going to do a lot of music that covers, you know, the classics from Schubert, from Brahms, of course, the horn mm-hmm. trio. But then we're going to have a few little moments of gorgeous music by Massenet and by Respighi. So Chris will play on the Massenet with Sarah.
Oh, great.
Sarah Tannehill Anderson,
yes.
and Ellen Zummer is our guest pianist. And then he'll be playing on Auf dem Strom, the Schubert, with those two women that I just mentioned. So beautiful music that you don't often hear. With soprano and horn. And then we're going to do some jazz because I said he is also a bona fide jazz
That's
musician.
That's great.
So, yeah, so he'll play jazz piano and then, you know, play by himself and do a little, you know, standards, a few standards with Sarah Tannehill Anderson. And then
great.
We end with the Brahms.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Doesn't that sound like a
that
good
That sounds like a great program. Yes. And you are actually doing this White Moose Crossing on the
we
concert as
well.
We are
doing
so
two movements of the Vivian Leigh. Yes, we are. It's wonderful. And she composed it for Chris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She loves to feature Chris. And she also she was commissioned to write a piece for the New Jersey Symphony involved Chris and a jazz trio and the orchestra.
I love the fusion.
Yes, and she does that all the time, and the Bachar soloist does it all the time.
Yes,
too.
That's great.
So, yeah.
Sounds like a really great concert. Folks, you should take your significant other out as a Valentine's date. That would be so fun. It'd be perfect.
Would be.
Perfect music, too. I love it.
And, Destiny, they could dine upstairs before they come down for the concert.
That's right. I hear the restaurant's really good.
It is fantastic.
It's one of those that I need to try.
Yes.
This is great. I'm so glad you're here, Elizabeth. This is Kansas Public Radio, and we are chatting with Elizabeth Sullane of Bach Aria Soloists. She's got an upcoming concert on February 12th, 7:30 p.m. I just can't wait. And now I can't wait, actually. We're going to listen to your beautiful soprano, Sarah Tannehill Anderson, which you're going to tell us, an announcement about her coming up. We'll make the audience wait for the announcement. It's a big announcement. So we're going to listen to First Rehearse from Four Shakespeare Songs. Cecilia McDowell and Sarah is singing that with Bach Aria Soloists. So let's take a quick listen here on KPR. First Rehearse. Beautiful. Oh, so gorgeous here on KPR. Cecilia McDowell's First Rehearse from Four Shakespeare Songs, sung by Sarah Tannehill Anderson, the soprano, beautiful soprano voice of Bach Aria Soloists, and Elizabeth Sullane, the great violinist. Just so lovely. And Elizabeth is here.
Yay!
Okay, I teased the audience about a big announcement with Sarah, so I'll let you take it away, Elizabeth.
Well, it's bittersweet news, actually. Our beautiful soprano, Sarah, is going to be retiring from professional singing at the end of our concert season. So I know that I would love for everyone to realize that this concert next week, next Thursday, and our final concert on April 11th will be her final two performances with Bach Aria Soloists.
Such a bummer, but a good reason to go to the concerts.
Absolutely. But she has been with us for 12 years, and she has sung for probably more than more than 30 years. And, you know, it's her prerogative to retire from professional singing.
Yeah.
So I respect it very much, but love her so much and will absolutely miss her.
Yeah.
So
I bet you'll convince her to come back someday.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
For some little guest
some
spots.
Some special guests, yeah.
Some special guest spots.
Yeah.
But, I also have another announcement that we have a new soprano for starting next year. We do.
Exciting.
Yes. And she is a very good friend of Sarah Tannehill Anderson, and it's Lindsay Lang.
Nice.
Do you know Lindsay?
The name sounds familiar. I'm sure if I saw a picture, I would recognize.
She's absolutely wonderful, too. So
that is great.
Very fortunate.
Well, you're keeping busy planning.
Yeah.
Planning everything. So you have... three more total concerts this season?
Well, we have this one in February and the one on April 11th with Kansas City Actors Theater.
Okay.
And that's it for this season.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. We have a lot of Bach Reach performances that we'll do in the community.
Yes, that's great. So, you help a lot of the
high school
kids.
And
that's so
senior
wonderful.
Senior centers, yes.
Yeah.
But.
Yes, Bach Aria Solos is so great. So if you haven't heard them before, I really recommend that you check out this concert. I mean, that sounds really cliche. I really recommend you check out this concert, but it actually is going to be really good. I've heard them before. I've even played with Elizabeth.
Yes,
and it's a really great group of people. And Sarah's voice is gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
I just can't recommend it enough. You could tell us where can they get... They need tickets, right?
They need tickets, okay. And you get them at BachAriaSoloist.com.
Hey, that's easy enough.
Very easy.
Any hyphens or just straight Bach
Aria? No, just straight, all lowercase, BachAriaSoloist.com.
Great.
And yeah, there's not a bad seat in the 1900s. The room is not huge.
Right. So. Yeah. And it's a really great space. I think, you know, it would be so fun to go with a friend or a significant other, take them to a lovely dinner, and then go listen to some gorgeous music afterwards. Why don't you, for people that are just joining us, tell us one more time about this really neat mix of classical and jazz that you have.
Yes. We're going to do a giant spectrum that goes from, let's see, it would be Schubert and Massenet, Respighi. And we're going to be featuring Chris Comer on classical music, I guess you'd say just traditional French horn, but also as a kind of a jazz player in the Vivian Lee piece that she composed for him to show off his jazz chops. And then we'll be doing a few standards with Chris Comer on piano with the lovely Sarah Tannehill Anderson. So she's going to be showing her versatility as well. And then we end with the iconic Brahms horn trio.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like
something for everyone.
Yes, definitely. I love that you're doing the fusion of it. That's fantastic. I actually, you know, folks, you may have actually heard Elizabeth playing before if you're a big fan of the park in Loose Park.
Yes.
A lot of times at the opening of the season, you'll do a lovely outdoor concert there, and it's so nice among the roses. So it's so great how involved in the community you are. And
yes. Thank you, Destiny.
Giving all of this music to people. It's really wonderful. Am I forgetting anything important to mention about your concert that people need to know?
This concert, I think we told you all about the tickets, and we told you all about Chris, and Ellen Zummer is going to be our guest pianist.
Right. She's a delight. A KU stalwart.
She is. Everyone probably knows Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we just hope that everybody will come, and maybe shall I tell you a tiny bit about our next concert?
Sure.
On April 11th, it's at Village Presbyterian Church, and it's a partnership with the Kansas City Actors Theater. Where we're doing our favorite things of great music through the ages.
Nice.
And they'll be selecting kind of like their favorite plays or plays, scenes, theaters, theatrical scenes that go along with the music. So
very nice.
That'll be, if everybody is a fan of a Kansas City Actors Theater like I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's not to enjoy?
That sounds really, really neat. I want to come.
I know. You should come, Destiny.
Yeah, you should come. So the next, and I wanted you to actually tell us too, the next thing we're going to listen to by Monteverdi, can you tell people about your album and what we're about to listen to next
yes.
so they can get that if they would like?
Absolutely. The album is called La Dolce Sirene, The Sweet Sirens. And then this next piece by Monteverdi, we discovered and absolutely fell in love with it. It's called Si Dolce Tormento.
Mm.
How sweet is the torment? You can imagine the text of that. But, you know, it exists in a kind of a monody, and we're improvising. Everything that you hear is improvised because Monteverdi just had the melody, and then there was kind of a bass line, the melody and the bass line, and then we you know, as was done in the day, the instrumentalist and the singer improvise on top of that. So depending on the kind of arc of the text, the meaning of the text, then we did the same thing musically to go with each verse. So what you hear is, you know, not written down, mm-hmm. right? But the basic melody, which is played in the very beginning,
nice.
Is what Monteverdi wrote.
Wow, excellent. Tell us the name of the album one more time so people can find it.
The album is called Dolce Sirene, and it can be found on all streaming platforms, or you can purchase a CD off our website.
Nice, which probably is more beneficial, helpful.
Yes.
Buy from the artist directly, please. They get like 0.0002 cents per stream.
Yes, we get basically nothing. That's true, from streaming.
All right. Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Destiny, for having me.
Yeah, it was really fun to have you. And again, tickets at bacariasoloists.com. The concert is Thursday, February 12th at 7:30 at the 1900 building. And I can't recommend, folks, you got to go. It's going to be great. I can't recommend it enough. All right. Here's music from that beautiful album on Kansas Public Radio. Beautiful, Sweet Torment here on Kansas Public Radio. Claudio Monteverdi with Bach Aria Soloists. Sarah Tannehill Anderson, the soprano. That group has Hannah Collins on the cello from that album and Elisa Williams Bickers on the keyboard. And of course, who we just heard from, Elizabeth Sahlane, the fantastic violinist. I really hope you all go to her concert Thursday, February 12th at the 1900 building, 7:30 p.m. Such fun music. And at that concert, there'll be some jazz and sounds like a great time. All right. Since it's been quite the day here at KPR with yours truly, I thought I would end the hour in a little bit with something really, really funny. Right now, though, I'm going to play a Haydn symphony that is aptly named Times Change, and So Do We. Tempora Mutantur Symphony Number 64, a little Haydn symphony to close out the morning. This is with Bruno Weil and Toffel Musik. Enjoy on KPR. A lovely Haydn symphony here on Kansas Public Radio, Tempora Mutantur. Times change, and so do we. Mm. This is Kansas Public Radio. That was Bruno Weil and Toffel Musik. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me this morning. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Elizabeth Sahlane of Bach Aria Soloists. Great music and a concert that would be a real treat to go to Thursday, February 12th at the 1900 building. You can even grab dinner in that building, and I hear they have a really great restaurant. Jeff Watson is in with more music for you next hour. Looks like he's got some exciting things planned. The introduction in Rondo Capriccioso by Sassan with Joshua Bell, the violinist. That'll be exciting. And Schumann's clarinet romances and the great Spanish harp concerto, Serenata, Concerto Serenata by Rodrigo. That sounds lovely. Lovely indeed. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence. With family-style memory care in a home environment, from social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridge Haven celebrates life and family. More information on that is available at mybridgehaven.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Well, here's some humor for you on the way out the door this hour. Let's see if you can guess what it is on KPR. Anyone know what that was? That was the comedians, the Gallup. By Dmitry Kabalevsky, the group, I love this name, the Make Believe Brass. You can't make that stuff up. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here. It's 36 degrees outside. Maybe I should calm things down before going into the afternoon hour. How about a little Purcell Hornpipe? One of my favorite short bits, now on KPR. We'll be right back. See, a nice little hornpipe to end our hour and get you ready for more classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here with me. It is 36 degrees in Lawrence. We are hopefully getting into the 40s. The winners at 41 degrees, Manhattan, Junction City, and Emporia. Congratulations, you are over the 40-degree mark. I hope the sun makes its way out, but it is definitely cloudy here at the University of Kansas. I so appreciate you all being here with me this morning. And like I said, Jeff is in this afternoon with more music for you. And if you haven't gotten your tickets for the Bach Aria Soloist concert on February 12th, you should do so, bacharyasoloists.com. This is KPR.
Russia's Hybrid War.
All Things Considered is here for you on KPR weekdays starting at 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Destiny, still looking for a few more requests for Classics by Request on Friday morning. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Help me with my playlist. Go to www.kansaspublicradio.org/Classics by Request or just navigate over to the Shows tab and click on Classics by Request. There's a form you can fill out. I love hearing from you. NPR News up next, and then more music on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston.